You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on this Monday. After the Browns win last Thursday night, Cleveland Browns Daily is driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan in for Nathan Zagura. Did I say that right? Nathan Zagura.
Very good. Yeah. Zagura.
Yeah. Nice. And Vic Carucci, as always, sitting in as in his regular post. Gerard Cherry is joining us momentarily. Vic and I are signing up for the Tony Grossi Shootout.
How about that?
Is that on the Golf Channel, Vic? Do you know if that tournament is on the Golf Channel?
If it isn't, it should be. And the other part of this is, I think we heard the word, an intimate round of golf with Tony. Can you picture that?
No, I can't.
Guys, I'm just telling you, it's a triple crown. It's like a Grand Slam event for us. It is.
I asked him the other day about it. I said, Tony, you got your own golf tournament. Yeah. I said, what do you have to do in life to move to that level? It's
right.
Impressive.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, good for him. And,
everybody good for a cause, too.
Sign up and go. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, where are we going, Vic? We're going to
Gerard Cherry's going to be with us right now on the line. Gerard, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you doing?
Good. Did you sign up for Tony's golf tournament?
No, after I had a man that was about 80 years old out driving me on a golf course, I gave golf up.
Ah, well, there you go. All right. Gerard, I'll tell you what, the Browns getting set now for game number 3, but I want to ask you this. This past weekend, and certainly last Thursday night with the Browns, this was an incredible weekend around the NFL for injuries. I mean, it didn't just happen here, but it happened in a lot of other NFL cities to a lot of NFL teams. The amount of injuries, real bad injuries, too, that guys are going to be lost for a significant amount of time, which, again, you wonder people, and I know we talked about this last week, about how many preseason games should be played, after all, to protect the roster, and yet this was only the second week. So, I mean, the minimum that you would play would be 2 anyway. I mean, this is just football, isn't it?
It is just football, and if you say you went to just the 2 games, you'd still be experiencing the same amount of injuries. So you really cannot avoid it, and that's the thing that we just really need to realize. You cannot avoid it. It's a part of the game, being physical, getting hurt, and overcoming those physical injuries and the things that take place during the course of a season. So it's part of it. And also, too, you're really not a football team if 1 or 2 injuries set you back to a place where you cannot compete at a high level. So, granted, I understand you like to avoid things, and in our day and age, we always want to control things and put security and safety blankets around certain situations, but I'm sorry. You're playing football. Part of it is guys are going to get hurt.
So with that thinking, what would you do Saturday night against Indianapolis if you're Rob Chudzinski and you've had really good offense with your number ones and you've had outstanding defense with your number ones for the first 2 weeks? How much would you play them on in this third game, which is always the, quote, dress rehearsal game?
Oh, I'm playing them a full 3 quarters. And, heck, I'll take it a step further, Jim, and play them in at least the first quarter of the 4th preseason game. This is still a young football team. We cannot forget that. We cannot forget also that this team struggled. And I hate to say more importantly, but let's be real. The quarterback is the most important position. And Brandon Whedon strikes me as a guy who needs as many reps as he can possibly get to feel comfortable. And you don't want to have him have a 10-day layover or a 2-week layoff like he had last year, which they primarily didn't play him in the preseason. So I understand injuries are a concern. But, hey, man, what's going to happen is going to happen. You can't control that.
Gerard Cherry is joining us on the line, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dino has got some sound from Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator for the Browns, who met with the media the other day. And I want to listen to this cut because then I want to ask you a question about this other position of the multiple positions on this team that we're looking at with great interest, and that, of course, the corner spot opposite Joe Haden. This is what Ray Horton had to say about the job that Buster Skrien has done so far in training camp.
I had saw every game last year, and Buster impressed me with his toughness. And, you know, that was one of the first things I said at the press conference is little men that can hit, and he can. He's ferocious. He has no fear, and he has unbelievable quickness in feet and hands, and he's smart. So he's progressing exactly as I hoped. And he's, you know, you have 11 guys that go out there and start for you every game, and I view him when he's on the field as a starter. He has, you know, my complete backing, and he's done a fantastic job.
The thing that's standing out to me as I'm watching him on a regular basis, I think we see this in the game, but definitely on the practice field, Gerard, is that the hand usage is now being limited and only when he really has to go there. It doesn't look like he's just being as handsy as he had been, and I think avoiding those instances where he'll get called for the penalty. What's your thought on his progression?
Yeah, hopefully that is a sign, Vic, for Buster Skrin that he's beginning to have confidence. Because one of the things that we keep reiterating when we talk about Buster Skrin is just believing in your ability, believing in your technique, and not having that small school syndrome just because you went to Middle Tennessee State. Believe in action that you belong in the NFL. And I believe he believes that, but it's one thing to really grasp a hold of that and go out there and stick your chest out and be like, hey, no one's catching the football on me. But before we go further, Vic, I must give Ray Horton props for that answer, because he could be a president or some type of politician, because he answered the question without not really answering the question.
Yes, you're right about that. He's good. He's getting prepped for his head coaching.
That's exactly right. Hey, you know what, Gerard, aside from the small school syndrome, which, you know, you're right about that, but there's also the small guy syndrome, isn't there, that he, you know, has to fight off, because a lot of people feel that if anything is on the negative side for Skrin, it's his height. He's not a big guy. Does he fight through that enough, do you think?
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because you think most small guys that I run across, when I say small, short, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", type of corners, have that Napoleon complex about one. Like, you ain't catching the ball on me.
Right.
And have that attitude and angst. And Buster doesn't necessarily carry himself that way, but that's part of his game he needs to bring out. Just be angry, mad that people are disrespecting you because they don't think you can do it. It also helps two guys when the offense and the defense are purposely picking on you to get you ready.
Right.
Don't take that as an insult, but see that as a sign that they're saying, you know what, we want to work through this thing with you and get you in a position where you can be a star for us. I don't think, based on what I just heard Ray Horton say, that they're at least publicly 100% sold on Buster Skrin, because that answer didn't sound like it. But at the same time, I'm one of his advocates. I think the guy can play football, because I'll say it again, a young rookie cornerback in the screen is a start. Long as he's not out of the screen on the plays, you can work with that. And he was able to do that. He touched a lot of guys last year. I get that. But still, he was in a position to make the plays. He just didn't. So I can work with that.
Yeah, I get the sense that the way the Browns are looking at that corner position, with Chris Owens back healthy from that foot injury now, is that you almost have a dead heat going into this season, at least going into this third and probably fourth preseason game, where – this week is going to be where you're getting a good feel for who all the starters are, not just Brandon Weeden. And I think we'll see how that unfolds this week when Rob Chudzinski talks to reporters. His first time doing that in a while will be tomorrow. But I think Skrin and Owens could almost do some alternating at that position. Can that work if you have two guys alternate at corner and alternate, say, at the nickel spot?
Yeah, that can work in a cornerback position, because most of the time it's going to be mano-a-mano. You versus the wide receiver, so you can get away with that. Now, if we're talking safeties, I was like, I'm a little hesitant on that, because these guys need to get their communication down, get a better rhythm and feel for each other. But with the cornerback positions, you can intertwine them and swap them and doing everything like that, so that can work. And really, if you're Chris Owens, you should be thanking your lucky stars, because most situations, you lay off for a week, you're not coming back and still neck-to-neck in the running for a starting position in the NFL. So he's fortunate, because right now, obviously, unless Ray Horton is doing the same thing that they're doing with Brandon Weeden on the offensive side of the ball, not naming a starter, Chris Owens is a lucky guy.
You know, let me go back a little bit into the deeper part of the secondary, into the safety spot. We have not seen T.J. Ward yet in either of the two games. Okay, he's been limited with a hamstring. How do you think so we really haven't got a true picture of what they're going to do in the secondary, because Ward hasn't been in there. But there is another spot there, and when Ward does go in there, as to who's going to start alongside him at that safety. Have you seen – I'm not sold yet on Bottomosi doing that. And I guess Gibson would be the other guy that would go in. Gerard, have you watched the battle there between those guys and how they're faring?
And it's hard to get a exact read on Bottomosi, because they'll put him in that strong safety as well, which is T.J. Ward's spot.
Right.
And every time I say this, it shocks me, because Bottomosi, correct me if I'm wrong, went to Stanford.
He did.
And I'm hard-pressed to say anything nice about someone went to Stanford, because then I went to Cal. But I like his game, man. I think the guy's just a ball player. I think he's just one of those guys that are going to make things happen, and when he's out there, good things can happen, because he just plays. Not that I don't think Gibson can do it as well, but I like Bottomosi's game. And I think eventually they're not going to give it to him either. He's going to have to literally just come up with some big plays in his next two preseason games And if Gibson does falter, that's how he'll get the spot because they're not giving it to him as well. But I think the two can operate with T.J. Ward back there and be effective because remember, guys, in this defense, it's about the pass rush and a strong safety making a lot of plays. Safety play just needs to be good, and you can get away with decent to good corner play as long as the pass rush is doing its part.
You know, Vic, if you go back last year, and Gerard touches on an interesting point, and that is that the ball and the play seem to find Bottomosi, and I think they do, certainly on special teams, because he's outstanding at that. But remember that Dallas game when the Browns got wiped out in the secondary, and they're trying to hold on to that lead, and suddenly late in the game, Bottomosi went in at corner in that game, in a tight game, and he ended up making a couple of plays, and he hadn't played at all in a game. You know, and I do believe there is something to be said about there's just something instinctively about him that he makes a play.
He's natural in everything he does, I think, as both a position player in the secondary, but, of course, particularly on special teams. And I think the other thing is that when you look at the free safety position, I don't think there's been any real competition there compared to corner. As instinctive and as good as Bottomosi has been, I don't picture him being the starter as easily as I do Tayshaun Gibson. Mm-hmm. I think Gibson has regularly, routinely shown that it's the right spot for him. Your thought on that, Gerard?
Yeah, and that's fair because you got to ask yourself, is Bottomosi going to be comfortable in that much space in the open air of a stadium getting attacked left and right? Because pretty much what defense will face when you're 3-4 is, okay, we're going to max protect because we know you're going to block, but we're going to bring everybody in the kitchen sink, so now we're going to air out and attack your safeties. Is he comfortable in open space? And we'll find that out. But also, too, you have to be a good tackler. So I think along with this cornerback spot, you may see some switching and swapping and whatnot until someone completely solidifies himself as a starter. And, again, I don't think that's a bad thing because I still say that this team is in this exploratory phase. It's not a rebuild completely, but these coaches and the front office are trying to find out who's going to be here for the long run. Granted, I think this team can do all those things and have a decent record if the defense continues to play the way it's playing, and obviously Brandon Williams continues to climb up the charts of the way he's climbing.
Right. Gerard, good stuff. Thanks very much, and very big of you to put past the Stanford stuff. Very, very good. Good job. Thanks, Gerard.
Take care, guys.
All right. Gerard Cherry, time for the two-minute drill right now with Jameer Howerton, played every day, and here it comes.
Good morning, Browns fans. I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your two-minute drill for August 19th. The Browns were back to work this weekend after a short day off following their win over the Detroit Lions last Thursday. Although the defense only allowed 6 points, defensive coordinator Ray Horton contributes much of their success to the offense.
The bottom line is our offense is doing a fantastic job keeping us off the field. And as long as we keep rolling like we're doing on offense, they will help us on defense. So, you know, most of the credit that we've been doing is really a reflection of the offense scoring, keeping us off the field with fresh. And that's a big part of our success is our offense success.
One of the bright spots offensively in Thursday's victory over the Lions was the tandem of Brandon Weeden and Jordan Cameron. The two hooked up 3 times with 2 receptions counting for scores. Offensive coordinator North Turner likes what he sees from Cameron thus far.
He's getting better, and everyone got excited about the 3 catches. I got excited about the way he played inside and pass protection and run. He's improving in that area, and that's the area he needs to improve the most. I think he's shown in both games he's going to be able to make big plays. If we can get rolling in terms of the running game and our wideouts making plays, my experience is the tight end gets a lot of single coverage, and he's a guy that's going to take advantage of that single coverage.
Yesterday, the team held tryouts for the Cleveland Browns drum line. The 20-person crew, composed of drummers from all around Northeast Ohio, will debut during the team's home opener against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, September 8th, and will be a big component to the pregame and in-game festivities. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for all things Brown. Tomorrow's two-minute drill will feature a behind-the-scenes look at all the renovations that the Browns training facility has gone through to make your team better. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.